Some news now from the world of sports. April has come to an end, and with all due respect to T.S. Eliot, it was hardly the cruelest month for the Boston Red Sox. With their 10-6 come-from-behind win against the Kansas City Royals last night at Fenway Park, the 2018 Red Sox recorded 19 wins in April, more than any Red Sox team has notched in that month in the history of the franchise. Now, it was not a great start for lefty Eduardo Rodriguez, who lasted just four innings and had Boston in a 3-0 hole. But the Red Sox have also been setting records for home runs this season, and after Mitch Moreland hit a solo shot to right to make it 3-1 in the third inning, Xander Bogaerts came up with the bases loaded and unloaded them for his second grand slam of the young season, a towering blast into the monster seats in left that made it 6-3 and rewrote the record books yet again. The Red Sox, after hitting not a single slam in all of 2017, now have six grannies in April of 2018. And they joined the 1996 Montreal Expos as the only teams to hit six grand slams before May 1st. Give credit as well to long reliever Hector Velasquez, who combined with Carson Smith and Brian Johnson to settle things down after Erod's shaky outing, limiting the Royals to just one run the rest of the way after they had touched up Rodriguez for five. The win also provided some separation between the Sox and the New York Yankees, who finally had their nine-game winning streak snapped, and it took last year's World Series champs to do it. The Houston Astros rode a magnificent start by Charlie Morton last night to a 2-1 win over the team they beat in last year's American League Championship Series. Morton gave up just two hits over eight innings of work and struck out 10 along the way, improving the Astros' record to 20-10 on the season, with only the Red Sox and Arizona Diamondbacks sporting better records as April turns into May. Carlos Correa had two hits, including an RBI single for the Astros, and Game 2 features a good pitching matchup tonight with Jordan Montgomery hoping to improve on his 2-0 start for the Yankees, while Houston counters with veteran star Justin Verlander, whose 4-0 start on the year sports as well a minuscule ERA of 1.36, the lowest that Verlander has boasted through six starts in his career. With the loss last night, the Yankees fall three games behind the Red Sox for first place in the American League East. And neither team can discount the Toronto Blue Jays, just five games out of first after beating the slumping Minnesota Twins 7-5 last night on the strength of home runs by Justin Smoke and Russell Martin. To the NBA playoffs now, and the ranks of the injured for the Boston Celtics this season have been well chronicled, but it is worth noting yet again that they keep on winning, even without Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, and their latest elite player not able to run the floor in Game 1 last night against the Philadelphia 76ers, that would be Jaylen Brown, who's been Boston's top scorer in the absence of those aforementioned veteran stars. Brown tweaked his hamstring in Boston's Game 7 win over Milwaukee, and with a well-rested Philly squad boasting a healthy roster coming into Game 1, it did not look good for the undermanned Celtics. But, cliched as it may sound, other players stepped up, namely rookie Jason Tatum and reserve point guard Terry Rozier, who torched the Sixers for 28 and 29 points respectively in Boston's 117-101 rout in Game 1 before a delighted Boston crowd. Tatum also became the first rookie to score at least 25 points in a playoff game since some guy named Larry Bird. And the spectacular showing by Tatum may stick in the craw of Sixers fans since Philly agreed to a trade with Boston before the season started, taking Boston's number one pick to select Markel Fultz over Tatum, who went third to the Celtics instead. Now, Fultz may go on to have a stellar career, but he's been mostly an afterthought for Philly this season, beset by injuries, and even though he was healthy enough to go last night, he never got the nod to do so. The Celtics have also been guided by veteran Al Horford, who's been steadily excellent throughout the regular season and playoffs to this point. He poured in 26 points last night. Joel Embiid is Philly's best player. He didn't disappoint. He led the team with 31 points and 13 rebounds, but it wasn't nearly enough to counter the myriad contributions the Celtics got up and down their lineup. Game 2 is in Boston Wednesday night, and Jaylen Brown may be available if his hamstring issue is resolved. That would give Boston yet another weapon to complement the other youngsters who so far have been so very impressive. So, the Red Sox and Celtics were winners last night. Could the Boston Bruins complete the trifecta in Game 2 of their second-round NHL playoff series against the Tampa Bay Lightning? No, they could not. The Bruins lost 4-2 as Tampa evened up their series at a game apiece, but if not for the excellent goaltending of Tuukka Rask, the score could have been 14-2 instead. The Bruins didn't even record a shot on goal until near the end of the first period last night. They'd fallen behind 1-0, but actually went into the first intermission tied thanks to a goal by defenseman Charlie McAvoy. But the second period proved to be much like the first, with Rask bailing out his teammates with save after save until Tyler Johnson scored on the power play to make it 2-1. In the third period, Andre Palat increased the lead to 3-1 late in the game. Torrey Krug scored for Boston with about 4 minutes to go. That was not enough. The Lightning got an empty netter to put it away 4-2. Now, despite the loss, the Bruins do return home for Game 3 in Boston with a split. That's what you want to do as the road team, but they'll have to be a lot better in front of Rask on offense in Game 3. Meanwhile, the sun keeps shining on the Las Vegas Golden Knights, now up 2-1 on the San Jose Sharks after William Karlsson scored in overtime to give the Knights a 4-3 win in San Jose last night.